Hello and welcome to Cleveland Browns News Podcast. I'm your host, Rob O'Reilly. Just finished watching the draft. I have mixed feelings. In the weeks leading up to this, I had pretty much come to the point where I felt like we were going to draft either Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield, and I'd be happy with either one. I like Sam Darnold's personality, and I felt like he will be a solid quarterback, and I like Baker Mayfield's fiery attitude. I like that he's a winner. I like that he's rated by all the pro football focus people as the top rated passer, mainly because he's so accurate. I feel like, so a lot of people were saying that Sam Darnold is the safe pick, which I actually feel like in a way Baker Mayfield is the safer pick, because I think his basement is still a good quarterback. I think his basement is Jeff Garcia, basically, but his ceiling is Drew Brees. So I'm probably more excited to watch Baker Mayfield than I would be to watch Sam Darnold, frankly. So I'm excited about this pick. The fourth pick I am not excited about. If you listened to any previous podcast, I was really gunning for Bradley Chubb at number four. Everything aligned for that. I thought that's what would happen. And then we took Ward. And I watch every Ohio State game. Denzel Ward never stood out to me. Last year, Lattimore, I really wanted Lattimore at our pick there. What was it, 12th or 13th? I can't remember. But, and we didn't take him, and the Saints took him later in the draft, and he was one of the best players in the league last year. I didn't feel that way about Denzel Ward. Never really stood out to me as being a spectacular cornerback worthy of the fourth pick. I mean, my God, top five pick. I think he'll be good, but not phenomenal. You need someone phenomenal at a pick like that. I actually, the guy I was talking about all year that I really like is Joshua Jackson, who, weirdly enough, is still around. I know he had a horrible combine, but if you watched any Iowa games this year, he was unbelievable. In the Iowa game versus Ohio State, he had three interceptions. One of them was this Odell Beckham-like backwards falling catch. He's a playmaker. He's pretty spectacular, and I honestly wouldn't hate if the Browns took him with one of these upcoming picks, number 33 or 35, the first pick in the second round, and then the third pick in the second round. But I'll get to that later. Let's recap the draft real quick for you. Getting ahead of myself. Okay, so number one, Baker Mayfield. Number two, Saquon Barkley. Number three, Sam Darnold goes to the Jets. Barkley went to the Giants. We got Ward at four. I thought it'd be Chubb. Chubb goes right afterwards to Denver. I'm sure Denver was very happy that we took Ward. That's going to be, he's going to be added to an already great defense with Von Miller there. Quentin Nelson, everyone says, is just a future Pro Bowl guard. Goes to the Colts next. And then we got at seven, Josh Allen. The Bills traded up to get him, which is something I was actually thinking, that the Browns might trade that fourth pick to move down to 12, where the Bills were, and pick up maybe their other first-round pick and stuff like that. I wouldn't have hated that move. I actually think we might have been able to get Denzel Ward later. The mocks I was seeing, like Mike Mayock's mock, had him going ninth. So we might have been able to get him at 12. Roquan Smith goes next to the Bears at 8. Mike McGlinchey, number 9, goes to the 49ers. Josh Rosen, the Cardinals trade up to number 10 to get Josh Rosen. I think that's a great pick for them. I really like Josh Rosen. I think he is really going to be a great fit in Arizona. I think he's got health issues, and people tend to, people with health issues tend to play well in Arizona. I think it's the lack of humidity. I don't know, but whether it's the Cardinals with Carson Palmer, you know, elongating his career, or even the Phoenix Suns. Like, I remember Shaq went to the Phoenix Suns and suddenly played really well at the end of his career. I think someone who has injury problems in that dry heat can do well. Micah Fitzpatrick goes to cornerback, goes to the Dolphins at 11. I don't need to recap this whole draft. You guys know what's going on. I just want to get into what's going to happen next, which is we got picks number 33 and 35. And so the first and third pick, and in between is the Giants again at number 2 in this upcoming second round. There are some studs left. I'm hoping at number 33 we take Harold Landry, who's a edge rusher from Boston College. Mike Mayock, who I really respect a lot, his mock draft had him at 20 to the Lions. So obviously a value here at 33. And in fact, Pro Football Focus had Landry as the 8th best player. They had him going number 8. So, I mean, that's quite a value. Now, I know we already have Emmanuel Agba, who I like. The thing is, Agba is a really great run stopper, but he can't really rush the quarterback very well, which is something Landry would provide. And then, you know, you could never have too many edge rushers, really. I mean, look at the Eagles. You know, you can get in a situation, first of all, someone's probably going to get injured, right? Agba or Myles Garrett, usually one of them is injured. And then if everyone's healthy, which, you know, knock on wood, hopefully happens, then, you know, at the worst case scenario, you can put Agba, you can move him inside as defensive tackle or something like that on a third down. And then you have 3 pass rushers. Well, really 2, but 2. Or 2.5 pass rushers. Agba can't really get after the quarterback very well. But then, let's see. So then the Giants will go. The Giants took Barkley. So, obviously they're not going to take a running back unless someone trades up to that spot, which is why I think at number 35, you could get Darius Geis, the running back from LSU, who I really like. And that'd be quite a duo, Harold Landry and Garius. So, by the way, that 35th pick is the one that we got from the Texans, and it's a $17 million pick. So they better pick someone good for it to be worth it to the owner. So there's lots of great players left. As I mentioned, I've always loved Josh Jackson, the cornerback from Iowa. Pro Focus, and this is unrelated to me seeing this, but Pro Football Focus has him as the 6th best player in the draft. It's funny, I didn't look at PFF's rankings of these players previous to making all my kind of evaluations, and I'm pretty in line with a lot of them. They also love Mason Rudolph, who I've loved. I've talked about him in past podcasts. I watched the tape of all these quarterbacks, and actually, like, Mason Rudolph really stood out to me as being more or less one of the most ready quarterbacks behind Baker Mayfield, I thought. And someone's going to get him here, and it's going to be a steal in the second or third round. So I actually thought that the Patriots were going to take him, honestly. But they did not. But they got the other guy I really loved, Sonny Michel. I was really hoping Sonny Michel would fall to 33. That was my dream scenario. My dream scenario was basically Baker Mayfield, then Bradley Chubb, and then Sonny Michel. But unfortunately, it's not going to happen. Okay, other studs still around. James Washington, wide receiver from Oklahoma State, who's got a PFF ranking of the 26th best player. I don't think we take a wide receiver. We already have Jarvis Landry, Josh Gordon, and Corey Coleman. And, you know, the one question mark is, can Josh Gordon stay on the field? But I guess you're kind of hoping that he just will. Another wide receiver I really love is Cortland Sutton out of SMU. He was amazing in the Senior Bowl. And he's the 19th player coming off the board on Mike Mayock's mock draft. So, again, good value. But I don't think we'll take a wide receiver. PFF's number four player is Maurice Hurst, a defensive tackle from Michigan. So that's a possibility. Another wide receiver, DJ Chark from LSU, again, played at the Senior Bowl, looked really good. He's got great measurables, great leaping ability, great athleticism. Just didn't get a lot, you know, these LSU receivers, they don't get a lot of opportunities because that offense is so anemic always. But like Landry and Odell Beckham Jr., like a lot of times they're kind of underrated going into the draft. Sam Hubbard, the defensive end from OSU, you know, again, I watch every OSU game and he definitely stood out to me. I thought he was pretty good, but I mean, I wouldn't take him over Harold Landry, so. But it would be kind of cool in theory to have two Ohio State players drafted. Dallas Goedert, the tight end from San Diego State. I don't know much about him, but people are talking about him as being picked soon. I don't think we'd take a tight end, obviously, having taken one last year, but you never know. I mean, two tight ends do get on the field at once in many packages. Isaiah Oliver, cornerback from Colorado. Don't know much about him. Another wide receiver from Memphis, Anthony Miller, is being talked about. And then, let's see, rounding out, James Daniel, a center from Iowa. Although we already have J.C. Treader, who is a solid center, so I don't think we'd take a center. But James Daniel was 31 on Mike Mayock's board. 32, I already said Darius Geis on Mike Mayock's board. He had him coming off 32nd. Will Hernandez, a guard from UTEP. Everyone seems to love, but we already have Betonio and Zeitler, so I think we're pretty good at the guard position. So yeah, I think as it stands, I'd be happy with a combination of Harold Landry and Darius Geis, the running back. But if they took Josh Jackson, I'd be happy with that too. And if they took Mason Rudolph, I don't think you could take Mason Rudolph, though. As much as I think it's a great value, I mean, you could, you know, take the Oklahoma quarterback and the Oklahoma State quarterback. That'd be trouble in the quarterback room, I think, those two rivals. And then, you know, there's only so many reps to go around. We already want to get as many reps for Baker as possible as he develops behind Tyrod Taylor. I wonder how long Tyrod Taylor will last, especially if he's not playing well. Although I think he will play well. You know, he doesn't turn the ball over historically. So, I mean, ideally he has a great season. But, you know, I see us maybe going 7-9. And then they just release, well, he won't be released. This is the last year of his contract. And then Baker steps into the role next year, kind of like Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it seems to have worked out well for the Chiefs. I mean, so far, we'll see. I mean, Patrick Mahomes only started one game, but he looked really good in preseason. So I guess we'll kind of, I think, get a better idea once we see Baker Mayfield in preseason, how soon he's going to start. But very excited. I'll get back to you tomorrow with some thoughts on who we draft in the second round. Thanks for listening, and you can find Cleveland Browns news on iTunes, and you can follow me or send me any questions at Rob O'Reilly, R-O-B-O-R-E-I-L-L-Y. And make sure you like us on iTunes. Thanks.